I've been the chairman before previously, and it was always the highlight of the year is to come along and open Scotland's Premier Fair, because that's what Kirkcaldy is. And then to have the unfortunate privilege of being a chairman for 2 years when it's been cancelled. The only other time it was ever cancelled was during the war. So to have it back now, I'm extremely excited and thoroughly looking forward to cutting that ribbon and getting the fair open again.
How challenging in particular has the last 2 years been?
The last 2 years has been difficult, not just for show people, but for everyone. You know, all businesses have really struggled. One of the most difficult things for Scottish showmen is that the rules were slightly different in England than what they were in Scotland. So there were fun fairs operating in England, but wasn't operating in Scotland. So it was really difficult. The start of things to come round was probably Burnt Island Summer Fair last year. That was probably the first large fair that took place in Scotland. And from then on, we've kind of gradually built up to hopefully we're back to the nearest possible normality that we can have. So really looking forward to getting what is the biggest fair that will have took place since the crisis started. So excited, but also obviously also a little bit nervous as well.
A bit nervous because just because of the time gap.
Yeah, well, just, you know, normally we come here every year and kind of things are nice and simple and it just kind of all slots back into place. After 2 years of a gap, trying to fit everything back in again is, and everyone's just a little bit out of practice. So just about that, you know, the COVID wise, everything is perfect. We've got hand sanitizers. No one will really notice any difference. I'm sure it's just the same things that happen in shop centers and things like that. So there'll be no real differences. Queuing areas will be slightly bigger. So it may look like the queues are longer, but they probably won't be. It'll just be social distancing. But it's, you know, just after a 2 year gap, just to get back to it, just, you know, you just have that little bit of nerves there.
I'm sure people coming will be looking forward to all of the things that they've missed on at the Lynx Market.
Yeah, I'm sure. We have a couple of new attractions this year. We have a 100 odd meter high sky flyer that will, you know, everyone will be able to see across the Forth if the weather's well good enough, and all across Kirkcaldy. We have a giant wheel that you'll be able to see most of Kirkcaldy from. So, along with all the usual dodgems and ghost trains and fun houses and all the usual things there, but along with all the kiddie rides and stuff like that. It's a good layout for the fair and it's a good time to come back, I think, because everyone's getting back into the rhythm. And with it being Easter, also we have the bonus of it being the holidays, which it doesn't always coincide with, but we have that this year. So that hopefully will bring the crowds out and we'll have a good Kirkcaldy Lynx Market.
Finally, and among all of the events that you get involved in organising, how does this one in particular rank? Because it's always a huge highlight for Kirkcaldy when the Lynx Market happens. And obviously, the COVID pandemic has just made people miss it a bit more than usual.
I mean, it's certainly the most difficult to organise just because there's so many rides and things like that. You know, gathering the paperwork in is a feat in itself. And I have to thank Fife Council and the many workers that are involved in the fair, because after, it's not easy for them after a couple of years, you know, the signs that need to come down and street furniture and things that have to move. So they've done a fantastic job to get all of that moved away so that we can bring the fair on. And my own secretary is worked tirelessly to get the paperwork and stuff in. So it is challenging to put a fair of this size on, especially when it's a street fair and it's a longer street fair in Europe. But, you know, along with Fife Council, we've been doing this for a long, long time. And a 2 years break wasn't ideal, but we've still got all of the heads there that have been there in the past to make sure it happens. And I can only thank everyone for all the work that they've put in to make sure that this does go ahead.
Thank you so much for your time.